Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela.
And your girl, Desi. What's going on, people?
Hey, everyone. I just want to say hi, and me and Mary Jane is on right now.
I know. I was like, did I want to do this? No, I was just playing.
No, in real life, I was. I was like, oh, I need to find me a good excuse. But I had already told Houston that me and Mary J came on, and she would have known I was calling to tell y'all I was not going to do the show just so I can watch it. But I love this show, y'all, in real life. But I turned my DVR on so I can rewind it.
Anyway, how y'all doing?
So, tonight's topic will be kissing cousins. How far down the line is it okay to kiss your cousin? And when we say kissing cousin, we mean like dating your cousin.
That.
People do that, like in real life.
Who does that, really?
Yeah, I actually know someone who does that.
No, you should not know.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty disgusting, but hey, to each his own, I guess.
True.
So, I guess we can just catch up on our latest celebrity news and gossip. What have you been paying attention to this week?
Let me see. I missed Black Black. I didn't see it. Shame on me. I missed everything yesterday.
Did you? Well, you really didn't miss much. It's okay. Of course, it's the same regular ignorant ass love and hip hop, which is getting worse and worse. It's not interesting. But Johnny Blaze did make her debut on Love and Hip Hop. New York yesterday. Hot ass mess, of course. Well, actually, she's calmed down.
Really?
Yeah, she's actually calmed down. Well, that episode, but the next episode, her and the rapper chick are having an issue. But I'm not surprised. Somebody's got to have some kind of problem, of course.
Of course.
And Peter is trying to work out both his families and bring them together, so we should see how that foolishness unravels. What else is going on? I can't even remember who was on the show.
I know, and that's, but I didn't miss the show yesterday on purpose. It was just a lot going on. So, since we're catching up, this is a segment of the show where we catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And something I found out at work 2 days ago with my coworker. She actually told me that one of the guys that work in the medical field where we work at or whatever liked me. Right? He's feeling me. So I was like, how you know? And she was like, I'm telling you, like, he like you. He's peeping. So I said, okay, well, I don't like him like that, and I'm not interested. Like, nah, I'm good. So she was like, she came back later and was like, if you wasn't getting married, would you have sex with another guy other than your boyfriend one more time before signing up?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I know.
So
I don't
want to
know.
No.
But she asked me that. I was like, do
that's
people
kind of a bold
do
thing
that?
To ask somebody.
Do
yeah, that's
do
what
people that,
use
though.
The bachelor party for.
What? Girl,
some men use the bachelor party for that last night of trifling. You seen Players Club.
Okay, yeah, I did see Players. Okay. Unless you want to die, you better not indulge in any of that, goddammit. But who is people really doing that, though?
Say wow.
People do.
So she was like, yeah, because I did it. And she was like, but my karma came back on me because my husband had an affair while we was married. But I'm like, really, you really had sex with somebody before getting married because of the fact you're going to be with this person forever? Really? I don't know. If y'all listeners who's listening, call in, give your opinion if you feel like it's okay to have sex with someone else one more time before it's time to not. Like, call in and let us know, because I'm interested in some knowing, like, how do y'all feel about that? Because that's interesting. Like, I didn't think people do that, but I guess, you know, I don't know. Am I lame for that? I don't even know.
No, you're not lame. You're not lame for that.
Mm-mm. Wow.
So, okay, who watched Empire last week?
Yeah. I'm ready for tomorrow. For Sakeem. That's the new name.
They
for
tomorrow? I thought it came on Thursday.
What? What? Okay, first off, Wednesdays are your nights of Empire and
the game.
Right. Dang. And then Thursdays is Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder on Thursday. Oh, and Grey's Anatomy. If people like Grey's Anatomy, they also come on Thursday night.
Man, I really need to get it together. So, as of right now, Empire, I'm still, like some parts of it I really like, some parts of it I really don't. I think they all kind of pretty talented, the musicians, because they really do have some pretty decent little songs and stuff going on. I'm just kind of jamming.
Yeah.
Boo Boo Kitty, I'm just not a fan of Boo Boo Kitty.
I'm ready for her to get beat up. Like, what's taking so long?
Yeah,
I know.
I am definitely waiting for her to get the shit slapped out of her.
Like, immediately. Come on, Taraji. Bring the gangsta out. What is he doing?
Definitely. And I am highly interested lately in Black Ink. Bringing back Black Ink has been okay. I'm kind of getting into it again.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting into it again. Hopefully it won't be the same dumbass drama. But... you know how that all
works. Yeah, I hope
turns.
That girl Duchess, I hope she don't just get too crazy, you know? Because, maybe she be like, girl, you just psycho. But I like some drinks. I'm going to ask y'all something, but I completely forgot.
That's not good. But anyway. So, as we all know, Super Bowl just passed.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots won. And I feel some kind of way about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a sad shame. Some money could have been made, but it wasn't.
You got to... I guess that's exactly how Green Bay felt 2 weeks prior, because that's almost the same way that the Seahawks snatched, you know, that Super Bowl position from them. Just like at the last minute, they thought they had it, and before they knew it, it was just gone. And it really hurt my feelings for them. But, I mean, I keep seeing all this. I mean, I don't even think the Patriots are able to even enjoy the fact that they won Super Bowl, because at first it was they didn't really get the media that they deserved going into the Super Bowl, because everybody was talking about the deflating of the ball. And now they've won the Super Bowl, and people are still trying to blame it on the deflating of the balls, or they're focusing more on how the Seahawks reacted or how the Seahawks messed up at the, you know, the 1 yard line. It's just like, it's just not about the Patriots to me. I don't feel like the spotlight is on the people it should actually be on, since they are the ones who actually won. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I think it was all bullshit. But shit happens. I bet they won't do that play no more when they that close. Dummies. No offense to y'all if anybody is tuned in or know somebody. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was a horrible play. I think just the person who intercepted the ball was just better. You know, sometimes that shit really happens. There's just a better person that does better than you. And I don't understand why they keep bringing up the fact that the person who made the interception to score, you know, to make the game the winning game, used to work at McDonald's 4 years ago. Okay, what does that have to do
with
tea in China? They said that
the guy said he used to work at McDonald's?
Yeah, 4 years ago. What does that have to do with the damn tea in China? Who cares? Like, you working at McDonald's has nothing to do with the fact that you're talented. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, how does that even go together? Why are we talking about his old job? Everybody used to do some shit.
That's good
that
he came up like that, though. God,
no.
What's your clicker, nigga?
I'm good. I'm not about to play. Let's just try hard work and dedication. I'm almost tired.
Girl, McDonald's to that. That's some real life hard work.
I've actually never got a job at McDonald's for several reasons.
They work you too hard.
That and I'm not really good with customer service. And I would probably be the one if you piss me off, I'm probably going to throw your burger on the floor.
Oh.
People
are
rude when they go to fast food restaurants. Like, I can't deal with that. You're not going to be rude to me and expect me to be nice to you. Like, no. If you're rude to me, I'm going to be rude to you, too.
Okay.
And that's just how it goes.
Then they be talking about the customers. Do you want your job? Hell no, not really.
You're talking about not exactly. Barely. That is hilarious. Okay. And also, you know, prayers to Bobby Christina, because, of course, she's in the hospital. They found her, you know, unconscious in the tub. You know, let's just hope that she's back to a better state. I mean, I did hear, like, update-wise that, not here, I read update-wise that she was doing better. And, you know, she's actually able to open her eyes now. But at first they were saying she was brain dead. So, you know, I guess just keep her in your prayers. I've seen a whole lot of hateful and harsh remarks in regards to it. But you never know what a person is going through, and you don't know that person's life. All you know is what you see on TV, which is hardly anything. But,
yeah, I agree.
You got to sweep around your own porch before you go dusting on somebody else's shit. That's all I'm going to say about that. And, Ree.
Huh? What I do? I just know there's something I've done wrong when you say that. What I do?
No. Actually, you have not done anything wrong. I feel like I should say your name like that because that's my best way to get your attention. But,
you missing? You know you're missing.
I kind of do, and I kind of am.
And you kind of don't care,
the
huh?
Point.
Yeah.
Anywho. Anyway, shout out to Fat Domino. He did to his new track, which we are going to play tonight. So shout out to Fat Domino.
Have
we're going to get that on. Yeah,
no.
I have. I like it. You haven't heard it, Lee?
No, I haven't. I heard this other song. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it. I heard this other song that Angela sent me. Baby. Y'all know I
you
am the queen of hurting niggas' feelings.
Okay. It's time to go to a music break.
Yeah, I bet.
It's time for a music break. You're coming right up, guys.
Bitch, I'm flames hardin' in the paint. Watch me dunk, bro. These bitches hoping that I can't, but I got up though. And I got shooters on the counter. New white inside the post. I did that pack and I
jumper. Bitch, I'm getting money. 28 on the scale, got them zippers jumping. Grams for the 15, 420 runner. Do that times 16, 67, 20. In a trap with the mean green, counting on his money. Louisiana made, but I'm H-Town hustling. Southwest resident, nationwide running. Be all in ACL, Riverdale, flat shows. Fort Wall, Boulevard, thugging on a back road. Take it to my home, Garville, La Place, Rome. Young niggas toting early, gone off the hell wrong. James Harden and his bitch with a skull game like Nicky Bone. Hit the club, bouncing off the wall like a basketball. On the club sofa, pouring ace of spade on all the bronze. V-Live, high rollers, Onyx, sipping all the game.
James Harden in the paint, watch me dunk, bro.
Say this rap, this shit gon' bring me limelight. And I don't care, long as the source give me 5 mics. And I can really give a damn about the nightlife. Long as the fam good, long as my mom's right. And lately I've been paying close attention to people who say they want the best for me. As if they really know what's best for me. As if they know the day-to-day with these whack rappers like stress for me. But when you kill like Denzel, the rest glory. Lyric-wise, they see me peeking. When you drive be like Kyrie, they reaching. Every other rapper you listen to only decent. Plus the kicks your peep on IG probably kicked it with me recently. So chill, nigga. Major labels see that you for real, nigga. So they gon' have to deal with you or do a deal with you. Either way, everybody see you as a meal ticket. And to deal with it all, you probably got some pills with you. This the life that we live in. Money over fame. Laugh when you get it. It's funny how they change. Who would've knew? Nerd in school. Pulling hoes off haikus never heard in school. A nerve for you to say that I'm acting different. I sent you the music, I told you to listen. I sat and waited for your opinion, knowing you wouldn't get it. Looking at what I look like moving out the hood to move back. No grind, grind. I'm probably the realest nigga walking around with pens and pencils. Thought we knew by now prison's a business and we just buying into it. No different than Polo and Jordans. We better off buying and bombing fluid. Sticking it in, dead or not. Teacher moving on if you read or not. Everybody swear they getting to the check. Last I checked, I lost respect for you niggas. Ain't nothing left for you niggas. I wish the best for you niggas. Probably wouldn't bet on you niggas. Hey babe, pack your bags, we taking a trip. Everybody do it these days. Favorite rapper fall off, but don't nobody boo it these days. Cool with it these days. Taking L's, fake LL, Cool J. Remember when men like women and women like men? It's different now. Men like women and women like men. Tripping, they don't get it. They don't hit a city in them. They don't know it's still the same old, just a little different. They don't know it's still tipping in them. Still wood grain gripping, still double cup love sipping. Kill them young niggas, no time for combo. But still from the land where they drive slow. The wet paint dripping, the car sit low. But the rim's so tall that you gotta get it lifted. At least 6 inches. And if you ain't gonna put the lady by the grill, dog, at least get it tinted. At least get the Bobby Brown inside the tie so Whitney. That's gonna make the haters wanna witness. The hoes fall victim. But this right here is for the critics. Every mention that say I'm a decent writer. But then glorify every nigga that eat behind me. Your girl, she a groupie, she rolling my people like her. But me, I'm kinda picky, no Peter Piper. These days, hoes shaped like a pack of pickled peppers. Run, you pick them better, nigga. Dig it on your shit, your girl belly bigger. Grandma pass, if I get past this, I'll be a better nigga. Barely, these niggas barely know, barely grow. New nigga killing this, don't feel like no talent show. Closer to the edge, I'm just trying to stay cool, daddy. Fresh pad, night still searching for new balance. I got a new challenge. Every other rapper that you gather, or you rather be faster than fast, I speed past them. Adios, talk, vamanos, the team got me. I'm like King Joffy. Joe for no hope for these niggas, I'm no joke. They call it sauce dripping, I call it soul glow. These niggas doing them all. Me, I'm like most deaf. So deaf that I probably should have signed a so-so. I'm ghost on you niggas, bye.
It's Mike Ray, nigga. In a club, and I see a nigga mugging. Better chill, you don't want these problems. In a club, and I'm about 30 deep. I got all of my niggas, and all of my niggas is ready to put you to sleep. Read about that action. Read about that action. Read about that action. Read about that action. In a club, and I'm about 30 deep. Whole sign. And my niggas ready to put a nigga to sleep. Read about that action.
Camera acting on my name, no shit. Swinging bang through the lane with a kilo hit. Ice on ice, look at Chico Ridge. We gon' bow to his bow, that's how Rico live. Tap, tap to my wrist lock. Keep a 7 out in my zip lock. In a hot box with two red socks. Keep heavy metal, that slip knot. Hussein killer, black gang, give a salute. This the rain, nigga. Big dog, my fang. This is what that mouth do, I can't see it. All I really need to know is a head pleasing. All I know is real G's in my gang heathen. Tap it down and bring it back. Oh, wait, similar. Dancing babies, can't respect. Disrespect, we ain't having that. Me and bitch, the mob is back. Holy trigger, that's automatic. I'm still stunning, still bout it. Won't stop to these niggas crowding. I am on my shit.
Like a nigga, grandpa. In a club, and I see a nigga mugging. Better chill, you don't want these problems. In a club, and I'm about to take deep. I got all of my niggas, and all of my niggas is ready to put you to sleep.
Put you to sleep. Be by that action. Be by that action. Be by that action.
we are back. Shout out to that whole music segment there. Our first song was from Bamboo the Chief. Our second song was from Fat Domino. And our third song was from T. Jules. So shout out to all the artists who sent me their new music. Thank you very much. If there are any other artists who would like to get their music played on Gypsy Glamour, feel free to email me at legworkpromo@gmail. Exactly how it sounds. legworkpromo@gmail.com.
And I just want to say shout out to all those guys. I don't know where Seth is from, but I know T, Jules, and Bamboo. What's up, please? Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Taylor in the building. Okay. Continue. Y'all see Abby Taylor doing them things. We got Mike at the Super Bowl. We got our little rappers on the show. Oh, shit, we coming through the door.
No, you, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I did. Amy Taylor, girl, we putting on. Woo.
We will not come through the door. We will not.
Jesus. But anyway, those songs were good, so you guys are doing well. Applaud you guys for that.
See, they ain't never got us clapping ready when we need them, you know. But anyway, moving right along. So, going into tonight's topic, which is kissing cousins. Is it ever okay to date a cousin?
Yeah, y'all ain't cousins. I'm just kidding.
Then y'all ain't cousins. So who would like to start off on their opinion on kissing cousins? Nobody?
Desi said she got it.
Look here, Desi.
Speech is on, you know. So each is on. No, I would have to say no. No. No, don't do it. No. If it's good, I don't know. Maybe you want to make an exception. I don't know. But no.
I like cousins.
Well, I mean, but why do you say just no?
Because that's my cousin. What you mean?
Okay, well,
if my grandma,
again,
that's a real cousin.
Okay.
I mean, but if my grandma tell me, nah, baby, you know that's your cousin, such and such and such and such. Okay, grandma, no. I'm not going to listen to grandma because grandma, no. Just don't do
what
it.
What if it's your cousin's cousin's cousin?
No, I don't care if, no, I can't do it. No, I can't do it.
Y'all don't go to family reunions together. They just say that's your cousin.
No, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. No. I mean, I hate it, and that's why it's best to find out exactly who you're dating. They pass do matter. That's why, like, the other topic we had the other time, like, does your past, absolutely, like, their past matter. You need to know. You need to, like, see how their family is. I can't just have sex with you. Just like I said last week, he was so quick to have sex or whatever, and I'm like, I ain't even meet your mama. You know, let me see somebody, like, let me see your family before we just, like, decide to move forward in our relationship. So I won't be in a situation like the rapper, what's his name? He's in that situation now, but he don't want to give up his cousin because they built something. They have built something together. So it's like, I don't want to be
putting that. What rapper you talking about?
What's his name? The rapper, I don't know him like that. The bright guy, Kevin Gates, that's his name. He's with his cousin.
Oh, he's dating his cousin. He eating her booty and everything.
Right, and he said he ain't going to stop because they got something good. I never want to be put in a situation because when you in there and you find out, that messes my head up, and I don't want my head to be messed up because what we got is so good, and now I got to be like, dang, you know, shoot. What am I going to do? I don't know. It's so good. I can't give up the D. I don't know. But, no for me. I can't do it.
No, she has no, what do you call it? No, I can't think, but period point blank, it's no for her.
Right. Got it.
Well.
So what you think? What you think? Would you do it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Angela, as a matter of fact, Angela would not. But, look, I do have a story, y'all. See what had happened was, no.
I'm not
but really, like, the world is so much smaller than what you think it is. I have a really, 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 I'm stressing this really because my family is really big, seriously big. So, like, I met this guy randomly one night hanging out, I think, like, at Scott Gardner. So I met him, and then we was kicking it, and, like, he was like, oh, yes. So he said, Mama went out of town. Where she went? And I was like, the country. And he was like, hold on, wait. And it's like a small town. If you know somebody in a small town, chances are y'all fucking kin some kind of way. So he wasn't directly related to me, but he has, like, a cousin that's married to one of my cousins. So fuck that. In my eyes, we cousins. So we had to, like, stop talking completely. I'm like, no, cuz, kinfolk. I just don't think it's right, even if it's, like, down the line. I know some people do, like, marry into a family, so people think it's still okay to date. But it's just kind of uncomfortable to me, like, husband, cousin. Ain't that shit kind of weird? Or is that just me?
Now, you, that man was a married family member. I think you might have just went a little too far. Now, what if two sisters and two brothers married? Like, just married. I mean, geez.
No, that's different. We had to start dating at the same time. But if it's like our great aunt and them got married in 62, it's 2000-something. We can't, We had probably.
No, see, I thought you were saying that his cousin and your cousin got married or something like that.
Yeah, that's what happened. But still.
That ain't your damn cousin? Shit.
That's not your cousin. That's like Angela. That's like me and you gonna marry two brothers. What the heck? I can't do it. But you know what?
I don't know if y'all know this story or whatever, but with Michael Jackson brother, I think it's Jermaine and some other Jackson. Okay, listen. One of the Jacksons was going with this girl. They had children and everything or whatever. They got married or whatever. Then they broke up. And she went with the other brother, the Jackson, that was in the group. They got married. They got kids. And they still married to this day. So they cousins, the kids are like cousins and brothers and sisters. You see what I'm saying?
That's some nasty Jerry Springer-Murray stuff.
That is some nasty stuff right there. That is some, and she wrong for that. Just don't do it, people. Please, just don't do it. It gets messy, and just don't do it.
I mean, but, okay, so you feel, because that would consider be a down the line cousin if it's like a married to the family cousin. So that means you would date down the line?
You say what?
Who? Because you said if it's like a married into the family, y'all are technically cousins, even though it's a married into the family as a cousin. So you would date that person?
No, what I was saying is that it's like the way you explained it to me, what I thought you were saying is like your cousin married his cousin. Like, say if me and Russo were together and you go and marry Russo brother or Russo cousin or something, like you were saying, no, I wouldn't do that, you know? Like, I thought you were saying, like, you wouldn't date any of Russo people.
That's probably a good chance. Then I will. I think it's just
okay.
Too close.
How about this? Wait, I got you. Wait a minute. How about this? So, you remember my little friend, AR?
Oh, I was going to talk to daddy, though, yo. His daddy was
fine.
Yeah,
what about doing him? This is what daddy is. Daddy, right. I ain't never met a man so fine. That man
is beautiful,
honey.
That man is gorgeous. No, oh I am
God.
Not even playing, Daisy. His daddy is so damn fine.
Yes, you have
like,
to see. His name is James.
His daddy looks better than him.
His name, no, James Burks on Facebook, JamesBurks. That man is beautiful. That man, listeners can go add him. That man is beautiful, okay?
So you would make an exception because he's fine? Would you make an exception?
Yes.
For James, for Mr. James, I would make an exception, honey. That man
for
left.
Him.
For him. Just him.
No, it's... Yeah, that
man
don't really count.
Beautiful. Honey, don't count.
That one, because I see it, it don't count.
Because you like him a lot, so it don't count.
Yeah, that one don't count.
Baby, you play too much.
You didn't really like you didn't really like his son anyway, so it don't matter.
Who said I didn't like his son?
I did. Shit.
You felt like I didn't like his son.
Y'all, let me see y'all something. We want all the men's.
If I can have them all, I'll take them all. I got a man for every day, every month, every hour, and I'm just kidding.
Okay, so it
ain't nobody
okay.
got time for that.
Don't do me. I got enough time. You can give me James Burks, you can give me Idris Elba, you can give me Lance Gross. Baby.
I'm not going to go there with you. But when I asked this topic, a lot of people were just saying, like, no. And as weird as it may be, I've known a lot of people to marry their cousins and have kids by them. And I think it's because my family's in this small town. And people really do that. It's like you hear people joke about calling somebody like nephew daddy, or I mean nephew son, but that shit really happens. Because they're sleeping with like, kind of like a Jerry Springer episode, you know, like, you see the mama sleeping with the son-in-law and shit. Like, that's not okay. But it happens in real life. I know these people, it's a whole town of them. And they say that's why they don't grow and that's why they real ugly. They got
injured. You play too much.
I'm for real. Okay. It's this town called Burton, Texas. And they say everybody in this town is ugly because everybody is family and they all sleeping with each other and having more ugly babies because the genes is overlapping. Now, I'm not saying that too, but I am saying that looking at the recorded data, it's a good chance that is true.
Now, that's nasty. That's the difference. A big difference.
But other than that, in my opinion, I would say, since we kind of broke it down, it's not okay to date your direct cousin, but a married into the family cousin is okay. That's what you're saying, right, Lee?
Oh, so this is my story, and y'all just, okay. So, when I was younger, right, I went to my cousin's graduation, and I seen this little one dude. Little dude, he was cute. He was like, who that is? He's cute. Because they older, I got you, bitch, I got you, you know. So, we was hanging, chilling, talking, whatever. And, like, I think the next time I came back out there, we ended up doing a little thing, you know. And so with me and him, we cool now. This is like my partner. I don't look at him like that, nothing like that. But trying to find out, I think his uncle is married to my auntie. But I don't know if his uncle is like my mama's sister, husband, is either his daddy's stepbrother or his like real brother. But I wouldn't, anyway, there ain't nothing I would do again, you know, but it just happened to be like that.
So y'all end up talking, but you didn't necessarily know that he was your cousin beforehand?
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
So I got a pass, and I ain't really know.
But that happens. That happens. So when you found out that y'all were related, how? I mean, like, did you just stop after that or what?
I think we had been stopped talking before that.
Oh, but I don't really care. Well, okay. Do you think if say you're talking to somebody and you really into this person, and then you find out later that that's your cousin, would that stop you from talking to him, or would it matter how far down the line he your cousin is?
Yeah.
Or would it just be like,
it would
no,
matter.
Just 'cause he...
No, I think it would matter how far down the line. Like, if we're not real cousins, then probably. But if we real cousins, hell no. Ew.
Well, what's real cousin?
But because my family, we take in. Like, if it was like a real cousin, like me and Angela, we cousins, but we ain't real cousins. But, you know, we got cousins that's cousins, you know, stuff like that, too. So.
Oh, cousins, cousins.
Cause, yeah, you know,
cousins
something like
removed
that.
And shit.
Cousins removed twice removed and shit. But yeah, something like that. But to know that, like, shh, we got the same grandma or our grandma's a sister. Like, oh hell no, nah. Ew, niggas, you nasty.
But I would hope if the cousin is that close that y'all actually know each other, you know.
Huh?
But sometimes people be having these long lost kids and shit.
Yeah, that's what
nobody know about.
But Kevin Gates eat his cousin booty.
So, I mean, I don't know, because Desi said the mention about the whole Kevin Gates situation, and I heard that, but I didn't know exactly, like, you know, what the whole situation was, so. What you telling me is this man is announcing his love for his cousin to the world.
Mm-hmm.
He just ain't gonna stop it.
That's why they get along with their freaking is he eating her booty and all that, and they got three sons and stuff, because they that's running their blood. They nasty.
Exactly. And then they kids, like, brother and sister and, like, cousins. That's some nasty.
So did he not know that was his cousin, or did he know when he just didn't care?
He say his grandma told him. His grandma.
I mean, did she tell him before they was fucking or after?
I don't know. Because
I think once you didn't already smash it, I don't even matter no more.
No, fuck that. Y'all can't be having children and shit.
Well, that's what
they walk around
man.
With
you
one damn eye.
You already got it, so what does it matter?
So what you're telling me is if you had already fucked your cousin, you're going to keep fucking them, Rick. So y'all can go to the fair union.
I said Kevin Gates. They didn't say me. I didn't say me. I said Kevin Gates. He said this would be different. He already ate her booty, so what's the difference now?
Once you eat somebody's ass, you are a special part of them. So,
you eating ass, y'all on some serious, y'all thugging for real.
That's real love when you eat somebody's ass. I'm not really sure about that.
When you eat somebody boo, that means y'all done everything that is known to man, and y'all just need one more step to be even more freaky. Y'all just need something different. That boy said he eats a booty. Oh, Kevin Gates. This I'm nasty. I eat the booty. Y'all seen that little that interview when he was saying that? He was serious. Like, his facial expression, the way he was talking, his hand, he was like, "Bruh, I eat the booty." Like, whatever my gal wants. Yeah, nigga, whatever your cousin wants, you gonna. That's so nasty. Gates. I don't get tired. Holy. Kevin. Is there anybody else out there doing? Oh, speaking of kissing cousins, what about the kissing siblings? Even though she's you know, Lord bless her. But what's that girl name? Christina? Or whatever? Christina, Bobby? I don't know her name, but anyway. She married her adopted brother. That's nasty.
I just saw something about that where they say they were never officially married. But it was still nasty.
But that was her that was
they were
her.
Fucking.
Her. They was, but they that was her god brother. That was her god brother, not her cousin though.
Yeah, but that was her brother. Yeah, that's even worse.
It's 'cause of the god brother. Yeah, it's all nasty. God brother, play brother, play sister. This is nasty. Like, just nasty. But, you know, teach his own. If that's what you like, then, you know.
Well, they, I think it's actually her adopted brother. So, okay. So being that it's an adopted brother, adopted cousin, adopted whatever. So if it's somebody,
yep, I know
who's
somebody.
Been brought up into the family as your real, like, you know, brought into the family, is that okay or still not okay? Because technically you're raised as siblings, you know what I mean? So is that not okay?
That's nasty.
It's nasty.
That's nasty because you and your stepbrothers and sisters are raised as siblings, so that's still nasty.
Exactly. Exactly. So what the bottom line is, just don't do it. Like, just all of it is nasty. All, I mean, you know, I don't know. What are we saying?
Are you saying if you classify that person as family, don't do it, Miss Sheila.
Even if he's fine or even if she's fine, don't do
even
it.
Even if he's eat your elbow, just sleep with him one time. No, I'm just kidding. H is baby, if y'all say I'm waiting. No. Ow. Look at my gum. Come on.
So, for the most part, okay, we have decided now. It's changing. See how it's changing? So we have decided now that it's not okay to quote-unquote an immediate cousin or date them. But it is still okay to date or mess around with a cousin who is married into the family. But it's not okay to mess with a cousin or brother or whatever who has been raised as a family member. Y'all full of shit.
No, the thing is, if it's raised as your brother or your sister, like Bobby Christina's situation was just nasty. Cause that's like a stepbrother. That's like your brother now. You know, that's just disgusting. But it also depends if they're married into the family. Because how are they married into the family?
Daughter,
you know, it just depends on the situation and how you consider to be family.
Who's
that? Are we
not
still
really
on?
Sure. But anyway.
Oh, wow. I thought it was a caller or something. But, yeah. So, I think it depends on, we already know, if it's your step, if the other person was brought up like your brother, and y'all literally, mama, daddy, don't do that. Okay, so we said the sibling, okay, the cousins, the married into the family. It depends on how you're married, because say if you're married into the family, like, okay, well, you my stepdaddy's nephew, that's still nasty. Like, you my cousin, my step-cousin, but it's still kind of nasty. So it depends on how you're married in. Like, if my cousin married your cousin, then, hey, let's really do what it do. We ain't nothing to do with that. But our kids, not our kids, but their kids, can't be, I don't know, it's confusing, but it just depends on the situation, okay? And now that motherfucker can't just be fine with all that doors, and I say, oh, I'm going to make a pass. No, hell no, still nasty. Got it?
Yeah, I feel you on that. That makes a lot of sense. That's why you have to, okay, the bottom line here, guys, just to, you know, wrap this shit up, do you some research, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be on fucking blackpeoplemeet.com, fall in love with this person via internet, and then y'all meet up, and you take his ass home for the barbecue to the summer, and he's on your Amy. You know, like, you have to do your research. I don't give a damn. When I meet somebody and we start talking, I want to know where you from. Mm-hmm. Where your family from? What's your mama and them name? All that.
Yep. That's why,
like,
I don't understand.
Not your
like
last name. I want your family last name.
Look,
the family last
work
name
for the
is
state.
McCarrick.
Yeah. When I used to work for the state, I'd be like, so what's the plan? These baby mamas don't be knowing the baby daddy's name. You're like, what's the last name? I don't know. What's the middle name? I don't know. Last time I checked, even in eighth grade, I knew my boyfriend's first middle and last name. You just got to ask questions now, goddammit. Some people don't be wanting, oh, I don't want to probe. We just started dating. You better find out for your child come out with one ear and 11, 12 toes, goddammit.
You know this.
For real.
I'm laughing because I swear it comes to people thinking you with a family member, you going to automatically have.
We do. We do. I don't know why we think that.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
People ask questions. That's all I want y'all to do is just ask questions about the person you're sleeping with. If you don't know somebody's last name, it's a good bet that you probably shouldn't be sleeping with them.
What
unless
if
you have a one-night stand, but I hope you use
the
condom.
What if it's, like, the same last name, but it's spelled different? Would you, like, is that a problem or is it,
no,
like, glad?
That's
damn,
a problem because more
your,
than likely somebody in their family is considered
that.
Right, but it's the same damn name. Nuh-uh.
Nope.
More than likely,
the
it's the old person
name.
In that family. No.
They have
but it's still different.
Time.
If your last name is weird, but somebody's, and it's still different, but y'all got to say the same thing, I guarantee you somebody spelled it wrong when they did that shit in my family before. Somebody's old ass spelled it wrong and just continued it. Don't do it. These old people be getting senile and forgetting stuff and mixing up letters. Don't do it.
Okay, but I'm trying to get my thought back. Sorry. So, there are common last names. Shit like Jones, Jackson, Williams. Those are common last names. So we're not necessarily saying if y'all got the same last name as something common that y'all automatically put. No. Ask him what's his grandma's name, what's somebody's name. Talk to your damn grandparents. Half y'all don't even know your own family. That's another percentage of the problem. The family tree matters. Look at it. Study it. They even got the shit on the internet. All kinds of stuff you can find out about yourself. While y'all all hollering out half Indian and such, that's not my business. My opinion on this topic is it's not okay to sleep with your cousin. It's not okay to sleep with your friends that like cousins because you're just nasty because it's still kind of like your cousin. It's not okay to sleep with adopted siblings and cousins. And I don't care what Reese said, I'm not sleeping with my cousin's cousin. Cousin, whatever.
Don't do me, Angela, okay? Do not do me.
I'm just saying, though. And what is your closing argument, Ree?
I would say, like you said, it depends on the situation and how close of a cousin that's supposed to be, even if it's even a real cousin. Yes, stepfamilies are considered as real cousins. Sometimes married in will be considered as a real cousin, so you just have to ask the questions and figure out what's what. And with a lot of black people, we are always from different families. We have a lot of family in different places that we don't even be knowing about, especially the ones that ain't got their dads in their life. Their dads be having a whole other side of family and stuff, so ask questions. Don't be nasty. I don't care how cute somebody looks. The country people do say that your child might come out with one ear, half ear, a piece of a toe. It might actually one day happen, so don't take the chance to say, oh, I want to test this myth, okay? I'm serious. I can't never do it. I always got to bust out. Every time I say something, y'all got to bust out laughing. Just speak so loud. I'm so serious.
No, it's out of love, though. It's out of love. I understand.
But I'm serious, though. I'm so serious. What about you, Debbie?
Okay, so my closing argument on tonight's topic as far as kissing cousin goes is don't do it. Like, find out at the beginning
as far as, like, the ancestors, their background, because that is important, not just for that reason, but just ask, you know, where they come from and what they think about, you know, what their ancestors did or whatever. Shout out, because it is Black History Month, so that is important. And just overall, it's just, to me, it's just nasty. I'm sorry. I don't care if you like my cousin down the line, like by the swamp bio. It's still nasty. So just be safe, but to each his own. And if that's what you like, just make sure y'all both agree on it and don't worry about what nobody else says. And, you know, enjoy. But for me, I would have to say no and do extra background check.
All right.
That makes sense.
Do we have any callers that have any assistance they wanted to give really quick or no?
No.
Well, I think everyone kind of agreed in the same sense. And just we all had, like, extra tidbits. But I can think we all come to an agreement that, no, yeah, just walk away. Just don't do it, you know. So that was a good topic,
this
guys.
Was a,
I liked it.
This wasn't a very polarizing topic. Everyone was pretty much going to agree in the same thing on this one.
There's some people, I mean, hey, there's some people that'll be like, sure, we ain't blood, and just a roll with it. So you just never know what any of us would have answered, and you never know if we had any callers that have been like, I've been with my cousin for 30 years, we got 10 kids, you know, you just don't know what you're gonna get. So I think it was okay.
All right, well, y'all, we closing out. We'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Bye.
Jeez.
Thank you guys for listening. Adios.